MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Each year, the New Mexico Department of Health surveys kindergarten through third grade students, and the latest data shows that BMI levels remain in the unhealthy range. The report found obesity rates among kindergartners in New Mexico rose from 17.3% to 18.6%. Obesity rates among third graders increased 24.1% to 26.7%, and boys' obesity rates were 5.4% higher than girls. Experts say that in New Mexico, poverty is a key factor, with nearly one in four children being affected. The report also points to challenges in rural areas, including limited access to healthy foods and safe places to exercise. Health officials are urging more investment in communities and want schools to keep kids active throughout the day, not just during PE or recess. Officials also recommend the 5-2-1-0 approach, 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour of activity, and 0 sugary drinks. And in Lovington, the Safe Haven Baby Box ribbon cutting at Fire Station No. 2 will take place at 1 p.m. on Monday, April 20th. Safe Haven Baby Boxes offer a compassionate and secure option for mothers in crisis and are a vital resource, providing a lifeline for mothers and a safe beginning for their newborns. The baby boxes help ensure no child is left without care and no parent feels like they are without options. Communities are opting for installation to avoid instances in the last few years where multiple young mothers in New Mexico have abandoned their newborns in trash cans or dumpsters. And New Mexico's Environmental Improvement Board has approved the first increase in air quality permitting fees in decades. State officials say the change proposed by the New Mexico Environment Department is meant to keep up with growing demand driven by major investments across industries like oil and gas, mining, and aerospace. Environment Secretary James Kinney says the surge in projects has increased both the volume and complexity of permits, leading to heavier workloads. The fee increase is expected to reduce delays and strengthen compliance and enforcement efforts. Officials say the updated structure will also help the state secure future funding within the air quality program. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.